This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to seriously catch up with all of the legal challenges that are being faced by the GOP front runner for the presidency. His name is Donald J. Trump. He's giving a speech in New Hampshire right now where he is way ahead in the polls. But what is the impact going to be if they finish this rape trial? Sorry, it is a rape trial in New York. Or if Mike Pence goes ahead and testifies to Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, which looks increasingly likely unless President Trump can get last-minute intervention by the Supreme Court. And what about the situation in Georgia where Fani Willis has actually postponed some of the results from the grand jury? What does that all mean? Nobody better to try to straighten it all out than Andy McCarthy, one of the finest legal minds in the country. He is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute, an NR contributing editor, a veteran federal prosecutor. Andy, it's great to talk to you. You've been following the situation with E. Jean Carroll and the charges of battery and defamation against President Trump with unspecified damages, right?
That's right, Michael. Yeah.
So unspecified damages means that this is a civil trial. It's not a criminal trial. Despite the fact that the some of the charges against Trump, which from 20 years ago would have been criminal if they had been filed earlier, right?
If the state of New York, E. Jean Carroll had made a timely complaint to the police. When she says this happened, which it looks to me, Michael, she's been back and forth on exactly when it happened approximately 27 years ago. But I think she's fixed now on a date in the, I think in the spring or early part, at least of 1996. And that has something to do with one of the contemporaneous reports she made. Was to a friend who had written a story for New York Magazine about Trump, which was the story was published in I think it was February of 1996. So I think that's helping her try to fix the date. But if she had made a timely complaint to the police, then if they thought there was enough evidence, then she could have been prosecuted. She didn't. And then her time to bring a civil action for battery passed, but in the wake of the Me Too stuff, New York's legislature, I think under when Cuomo was governor, enacted a reprieve of the statute of limitations, which allowed untimely claims to be brought for civil purposes. So that is why she, last November, as soon as that window opened, she filed this rape claim.
Okay, you've been following the trial so far. She has been giving her testimony, which sounds vivid. Where do you think this is going?
I think it's an interesting case, and it's one I think that sort of sailed under the radar. I wonder why that is. I think in my own case, I have to say that, you know, not only is there just like, you know, there's life is short and there's limited bandwidth for all the Trump stuff that we have to cover. But the other thing was, I admit that when I saw her get interviewed on by Anderson Cooper on CNN sometime back. I didn't think she made a great impression. I wondered, you know, whether she'd be an effective witness in front of a jury with no corroborating evidence. But I, you know, upon reading her full interview with Anderson Cooper, I think I was too dismissive at the time, because when you put everything she said in context, it really wasn't as flaky as some of the excerpts I had seen. And her story, as she lays it out and as she has testified to it, you know, she was a advice columnist for Elle magazine for over 20 years, and she's a pretty good writer. So it's not surprising that she would tell a story that, you know, hangs together well. But the interesting thing is, let me say two things, Michael. One is, there's two contemporaneous reports she makes, one right after the alleged incident and one within a day or two afterwards. Those witnesses are testifying and will say that these contemporaneous reports happen. They don't have any obvious reason to risk perjury, even if they don't like Trump. And then the other development I think people should understand is that in the wake of the church sex scandal and the Me Too stuff, the law has been tweaked to make it a little bit easier to prove sexual battery claims than it used to be. And there's some evidence that you can get in these cases that ordinarily that you would not be able to get in under the rules of evidence. She's going to be able to present two other women who claim that they have been sexually assaulted by Trump, and Judge Lewis Kaplan, who's the judge on the case, is going to allow the jury to hear the Access Hollywood video. So it's an interesting case.
And the outcome could be some kind of financial award and damages to E. Jean Carroll, right?
Correct. The jury would decide that. That's right.
And we've all seen that the hush money for porn star scandal really fizzled. I mean, right now there are more arguments between Jim Jordan and Alvin Bragg going on than between Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump. And this could be different, though, no?
I think so, because it's a much more serious allegation. I mean, I think Bragg's case is frivolous in the greater scheme of things, and I certainly don't think it warrants prosecution. My own view of it is, for what it's worth, that I don't think we should be prosecuting former presidents or current presidential candidates unless it's a very serious case that the prosecutor can prove by convincing evidence. I agree with all the stuff about how no one's above the law, and if you had a case that met that standard, it should be brought. But I don't think Bragg's case is it. We may yet see a case like that, but I don't think Bragg's case is that. This is different because it's a sexual battery case, and if he is found guilty, it will be because all of this other evidence came out, including these other two women. I think, you know, it's impossible to predict these things. I can't predict anything anymore. It's so crazy. But I think this would stick to him in a way, if he's convicted and it's uphill. She doesn't have forensic evidence or anything for something that happened 27 years ago. But if she's a compelling witness and they don't shake her on cross examination and the jury finds him guilty, I think it's an ugly allegation.
But it doesn't help his presidential campaign. The other thing I want to talk to you about, and I'm glad you can stay for a few moments, is Mike Pence apparently is going to testify for the grand jury with Jack Smith and the special prosecutor. Trump is talking about potentially trying to have the Supreme Court intervene. What is he afraid of with Mike Pence's testimony? It's something I don't begin to understand, but I know Andy McCarthy will. We'll be right back with the one and only Andrew McCarthy of National Review, former federal prosecutor. We will be right back.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking with former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy, senior fellow at the National Review Institute and a contributing editor at National Review. Andy, beyond the trial that's going on in New York, trial for sexual battery and defamation, there's this issue of Mike Pence testifying for Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, about Trump's involvement in provoking the January 6th riot. We'll call it a riot, not an insurrection. Call it just so as not to go too far off in a legalistic direction. But what is President Trump so afraid of about the testimony of his vice president?
I think, Michael, what he would like people to believe is that he's upholding the privileges of the executive branch and the importance of, free and frank exchange between top officials when tough decisions have to be made. That's the public positioning of it. I think more strategically speaking, Pence is not a kind of a one-off. He's at the pinnacle of it, but he's one of an array of top executive officials that have been sought for testimony in this criminal investigation. And Trump has taken the position across the board that none of these officials should be permitted to testify because it violates executive privilege. I think if he were to not take that position with respect to Pence, in the view of his lawyers, it would probably undermine the other claims they've made along these lines with respect to other officials, because there's no material difference legally between the vice president and other top executive officials. Frankly, I think it will hold up the works, and I think this litigation has delayed things more than it will have any real effect. The Supreme Court in the Nixon case made it pretty clear that in a criminal investigation, they're going to have to testify. So he can fight this, and he can fight it to the Supreme Court, but I don't think he'll see any success there.
And in particular, what presumably Jack Smith is going to ask the vice president about was his communication with President Trump, where President Trump was trying to get Mike Pence to intervene in the certification of the election.
Yeah, that's right. I think the main theory, Michael, that Smith is exploring is whether he can indict Trump for obstructing a congressional proceeding. That would have been the January 6th ratification of the electoral, the state-certified electoral votes, is one where Pence would be presiding as in his constitutional role as president of the Senate. So to the extent that Trump can be seen as putting corrupt pressure on Pence, and that would be what the allegation would be, that would be obstruction of a congressional proceeding, and I think that's where he's going.
And meanwhile, down in Georgia, Fannie Willis, the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, has said that they will have decisions on possible indictments sometime this summer. Does the continued focus on all of these legal problems, does the longer this stuff drags on, does that help Trump or does it harm him?
I think there's immediate effects and then sort of lagging indicators. For example, the Bragg case helped him in a way even his own announcement didn't work for him. But I think the cumulative effect of this stuff is a drag on him. And I also think what we're starting to see is that these Democratic prosecutors, Fannie Willis is a partisan Democrat. That doesn't mean she doesn't have a case, but it's worth pointing out. To my mind, they really want to run against Trump. They think that, I don't think they're very confident about Biden against a number of people, but they're confident that he'll beat Trump. And they like the mayhem that Trump under investigation brings to the Republican primary contest. So I think, part of the reason that you know, we had Bragg didn't want to have another hearing until the end of the year. The judge accommodated him. Fannie Willis is now saying maybe sometime in the summer. We don't know what Smith's timetable is, if he has one. I think they like dragging this out. They don't want to take a decisive action that might have the effect of ending Trump's campaign. And at the same time, you know, they know stirring the pot stirs his base up. It helps his chance of being nominated. And I think they feel like they can drop the hammer on him at any point. So if he gets nominated, what I would expect to happen is, you know, if he gets nominated, that's when they'll proceed.
So we would be waiting the nomination. I think that would be in August of next year, right? I mean, it's
right.
August of. How do you feel about the prospect of spending another more than a year with all these various five proceedings against President Trump?
I guess it means I'll have a job.
And what about his legal staff? I mean, they're pretty busy.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that the problem I really think for Republicans is we don't really know if we've hit bottom yet. You know, one of the interesting things you asked me about the E. Jean Carroll case before, Michael, one of the interesting things that happened yesterday is Judge Kaplan obviously is losing patience with Trump and suggested that he might be obstructing the proceeding and might be held in contempt over some of the, you know, the social media stuff he's doing since the jury trial began. So I just think Trump is very impulsive. There's a lot of progressive prosecutors in this country who think it's in their electoral interest, in the Democratic Party's electoral interest, to make investigations and cases against him. So this is a pretty dynamic situation. I'm not sure we've seen the bottom of it.
Well, the DOJ has just indicated, the Department of Justice, where you used to work, that Trump can face civil lawsuits over the riot on January 6th.
Right.
Is there any doubt that some of those lawsuits will be forthcoming?
No, I think they already have lawsuits. They have the Democratic Congress, members of Congress and Capitol Police who've already brought at least one case, and I think that has seven or eight defendants in it. So, no, those cases are coming for sure.
Again, it's an extraordinary situation, and it is unprecedented, really, in our history. I'm so glad you're there to try to keep it straight. And we will check back in with you. Something is going to happen. At least we get some kind of response on the E. Jean Carroll rape trial. That's probably one of the first that's going to have a resolution of some kind. We will check in again soon with Andy McCarthy. Have a wonderful weekend. We will be right back.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Even the president uses a cheat sheet. A photo revealed President Biden using a cheat sheet Wednesday during his press conference with the president of South Korea. The sheet of paper in Biden's hand included the name of the Los Angeles Times reporter he called on first. Legendary talk show host Jerry Springer is dead at 79. In the 1980s, Springer ran for governor of Ohio.
Ohio is in a world of hurt. The next governor is going to have to take some heavy risks and face some hard truths. I'm prepared to do that. This commercial should be proof.
Springer's family said he died peacefully at his home in suburban Chicago today. Another dangerous TikTok challenge is putting kids' lives at risk. A New Jersey 13-year-old spent 5 days in the hospital after taking 7 Benadryl pills. One teenager has died. An Ohio 13-year-old. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is just this brutal headline. And it's one of those headlines that maybe is a little bit unfair overstating the case, but it certainly gets your attention. The headline that appears at NBCNews.com. It says, Nikki Haley, full colon, Biden will likely die within 5 years. That's kind of a nasty thing to say. And what this is based upon is a statement that that Nikki Haley made yesterday to Fox News, saying that President Biden, who's 80 years old, as everybody knows, will likely die within 5 years, and that supporters would have to count on Vice President Kamala Harris if he were to win re-election next year. Quote, he announced that he's running again in 2024, and I think that we can all be very clear and say with a matter of fact that if you vote for Joe Biden, you're really counting on a President Harris, because the idea that he would make it until 86 years old is not something that I think is likely.
And we're going to say, we're not having that. We're not playing that.
Okay, I understand that it's a way of focusing attention on Kamala Harris. But Haley, they say at NBC, has framed her presidential bid around a new generation of leadership. In a speech launching her campaign, she suggested that politicians over 75 be required to take a mental competency test, a proposal that First Lady Jill Biden slammed as ridiculous. White House aides have also made efforts to demonstrate that the president is active and fit. The video announcing Biden's re-election campaign shows him jogging in his suit jacket. Doesn't everybody jog in a suit jacket? The White House has also produced a spreadsheet showing Biden's rigorous travel schedule through the 4 months of the year, which surpasses that of then-President Barack Obama at a comparable period in the 2012 campaign. Okay, President Biden had a good night last night because, basically not because of any particular exercise, but he seemed to be having a good time at a state dinner. State dinners are a very big deal. It's a very big deal to get invited to a state dinner. And this was in honor of 70 years of alliance with the Great Republic of South Korea. And the visit of President Yoon Suk-yeol from South Korea, who's here for a couple of days and seems to genuinely get along with President Biden. And he actually gave occasion for us to offer one of our periodic Medved music reviews.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
Okay, last night at this big, glamorous dinner for President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden, right after dinner, invited him not to sing for his supper, but to sing after his supper, and to everyone's surprise, and I kind of makes me believe the fix was in, that they probably had talked about this before, but in any event, the president of South Korea agreed to sing. It sounded like this, 21A.
We know this is one of your favorite songs, American Pie.
American Pie가 가장 좋아하는 곡 중에 하나시다고 들었습니다. Yes, that's true. Yes, when I was going to school, it was one of my favorite songs.
Well, we want to hear you sing it.
It's been a while, but...
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And now when you fed my chains, that I can make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. February made me shiver with the paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I tried when I read the Bowery's Widow Bride. Something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
Okay, come on, he's good, right? I mean, aside from that, who knew that he spoke English that well? Biden then made a presentation to President Yoon Suk-yeol, and this does seem like it was something of a surprise. Listen.
As a fellow who wrote that song, Miss American Pie, that couldn't be here tonight.
노래를 쓰신 분이 있죠.
But he wanted you to have his signed guitar.
그분의 사인이 들어 있습니다.
Don McLean.
Don McLean. Thank
now
you so much.
The next state dinner we're going to have, you're looking at the entertainment.
Okay, that's these are good moments. And again, just to put it in perspective, remember the original song sounded like this without the Korean accent.
Long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
Okay, there's more from President Yoon Suk-yeol. He highlighted the U.S.-South Korean cultural exchange, especially with K-pop being such a sensation here in the United States now, during his address to the joint session of Congress. We will get to that because that's coming up as well. But in terms of a music review, it's too bad Don McLean wasn't able to be there. Because, again, this is certainly something worth celebrating. Is our alliance with South Korea amazing?
Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above?
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
State visit to the United States by the president of South Korea, who, by the way, is known in South Korea as a conservative, and in many places around the world, the more conservative you are, the more likely it is that you're going to be pro-American. And President Yoon Suk-yeol of South Korea is certainly noted to be pro-American. And he explained about some of the cultural affinities between the United States and South Korea, making a reference toward the end of this to the Bangtan Boys, known as BTS, which is a South Korean boy band formed in 2010, which is wildly popular all around the world. The band consists of Jin, Suga, J-Hope, RM, Jimin, V, and Jungkook, who co-wrote or co-produce their own material. And so does, by the way, President Yoon Suk-yeol. Here he is speaking to our Congress.
Korean movies, Parasite and Minari, have won Oscars. Hollywood film, Top Gun, and The Avengers are loved by Koreans. I also love Top Gun and Maverick. And the Mission Impossible. And even if you didn't know my name, you may know BTS and Blackpink. BTS beat me to the White House, but I beat them to Capitol Hill.
Okay, again, it's a feel-good story because if you want to look at, there's a piece recently by David Brooks, which I think is very important for people to keep in mind, which is about the power of American capitalism. And if you look at the transformation of Korea, Korea at the end of the war in 1953, when President Eisenhower, when he was running for president in 1952, had run on a promise, I will go to Korea and basically end the war, reach an agreement with the North Koreans and end the war and allow South Korea to continue. He did that in his first year as president, kept that promise. But since that time, at that time, Korea had the same gross national product per capita as Ghana. It was devastated. There were literally hundreds of thousands of people who had been killed, including civilians and Koreans fighting for their country. And today, this country is prosperous, it's dynamic, it's the seventh biggest economy in the world. It's unbelievable. It says something about what you can do and what business can do. And there's some perspective here that was also brought about the DeSantis war on Disney. And this is particularly true now with Disney suing Governor DeSantis. And Kevin McCarthy had this to say. And look, this is his fellow Republican, and I think he's right. This is clip 8.
I think the governor should sit down with him. I don't think the idea of building a prison next to a place that you bring your family is the best idea. I think it would be much better if you sat down and solved the problems. But for the same point, if you're going to be a large employer inside this state, you should also abide by the rules and run your business and don't think you should get into politics.
Okay. Again, when you're talking about politics, the Disney involvement in their opposition to a piece of legislation, is that getting involved in politics, that companies shouldn't take a position on things that they care about? Even Marco Rubio actually disagreed on this issue of Disney. He's, of course, senator from the same state where Governor DeSantis is governor. Clip 9.
I'm sorry, Congressman Raskin. We spent every day from February on trying to get schools open. We knew that remote education.
The other clip, number 9.
Well, I don't have a problem with taking on Disney. I think the fundamental question here is if what we're trying to fix is the fact that Disney had some arrangement that gave them governmental-type powers, I think it's a perfectly legitimate thing. I think where it gets problematic in the eyes of some people is when you start creating the idea, and I'm not saying we're there yet as a state, but the idea that somehow, like if you run crossways with us politically, whoever's in charge, then, you know, you may wind up in the crosshairs of the legislature for political purposes to make a statement at you. So I don't think Disney's going to go anywhere. They've invested a lot of money and time, and I think that's going to find itself out. I do worry that if this happens too many times, businesses that are thinking about coming to Florida are saying, maybe we don't want to go there because if we get into a firestorm with them politically, they're going to come after our business. Again, a hypothetical issue, but I do think Disney is not different than any other company in the world, and I don't know why they should have government powers. That's something that was given to them a long time ago, and that's up for review every year. The legislature looks at it.
And something else that shows, again, the strength of a private enterprise here involves some of the gratitude expressed by Brittany Griner, WNBA player, who is back now and has recovered after having been incarcerated for close to a year by the Russians. She announced a very important resolution concerning her future. This is clip 1A.
Well, I can say for me, I'm never going overseas to play again unless I'm representing my country at the Olympics. You know, if I make that team, that would be the only time I would leave the U.S. soil, and that's just to represent the USA. I'll say this, you know, the whole reason a lot of us go over, you know, is the pay gap. You know, a lot of us go over there to make an income, to support our families, to support ourselves. So I don't knock any player that wants to go overseas and, you know, make a little bit extra money. I'm hoping that our league continues to grow, and with as many people in here right now covering this, I hope you continue, like I said, to cover our league, bring exposure to us, I hope a lot of these companies start to invest in our craft, because as you'll see this season, if you haven't watched before, we have a really good craft.
And let us hope that maybe Brittany Griner returning to basketball will help to encourage the Wall Street Journal reporter who's being held now, will encourage Paul Whelan, who is being held now by the Russians, to get them home. And this at a time when there was an attack, a terrible, devastating attack on a Ukrainian parliament building by the Russian government. And it is extraordinary, it seems to me, that there are Americans who simply do not see that what is going on in Ukraine and the struggle for survival, especially coming up to a counteroffensive, which could make a huge difference, that this is a struggle, not a territorial dispute, as Governor DeSantis seems to me irresponsibly suggested or stigmatized it. This is a fight for right and wrong against decency and positivity and liberty and an increasingly nightmarish regime, where Alexei Navalny, the leading voice against Putin, is looking at a lengthening of his sentence and his ordeal. And his sentence for what? For speaking out with questions about the president. Now, of course, you can have all kinds of questions about the president, about presidential candidates. That will be coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But is a way to win politically boycotts and regulations? Because this is increasingly something that right-wing people have turned to. Is that a good idea? We will get to that. We will also get to the reappearance of Tucker Carlson. To say what exactly? People are trying to read the tea leaves and figure out what he has in mind. We will get to that and to much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvidHistoryStore.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.